Thanks to the efforts of a great many people, the Tweed and its tributaries are in the best condition they've been in for many years. This means that a healthier environment is provided for the salmon and other native creatures which rely on the river for their way of life. The river needs careful management to ensure that the salmon can live and spawn successfully. You'll see from the images displayed in front of you that the river requires a great deal of attention to help increase the salmon's chances of survival. The River Tweed now has the official status of being a special area of conservation. So this means a whole array of plants and creatures will receive the extra help they deserve. Humans benefit too, as the salmon bring jobs and income to the area. Approximately £18 million is created by salmon fishing for the border's economy. And due to its unique run of spring salmon, the Tweed enjoys one of the longest fishing seasons of any salmon river in Scotland. The average weight of a salmon caught in these parts is about 9 pounds, like the one our fisherman is holding in front of you. Pick it up and see how heavy it feels. Many can weigh a lot more than this one. So now, when I tell you that the heaviest salmon ever caught on a rod from a Scottish river weighed in at a staggering 64 pounds, I'm sure you'll be amazed. The monster in question was caught by Georgina Ballantyne on the River Tay in 1922. The future looks bright for the River Tweed, but the Atlantic salmon still need help out at sea. The health of the North Sea and the Atlantic Ocean is vital for the salmon's survival, and unless the international community can work together to improve conditions out at sea, then the salmon's future is clouded with uncertainty.